Syrian Air Force has pounded positions of Daesh terrorists in Deir al-Zar and Raqqa provinces. The Syrian army also took control of a village in southern countryside of the city of Raqqa. Dozens of terrorists were killed and a number of their armored vehicles were destroyed in the offensive. Pakistan says it is determined to eliminate the Daesh terrorists located in the tribal areas near its border with Afghanistan. The Pakistani military has added that anti-terrorist operations are a necessary attempt to stop the Takfiris from establishing a foothold and spreading in the country. Pakistan has accused Indian forces of killing four Pakistani soldiers in unprovoked cross-border firing in the disputed Kashmir region. In a statement, the Pakistani military said after Indian troops targeted an army vehicle, it fell into the river and four soldiers on board drowned. Palestinian rights groups have published a report saying Israel arrested nearly 400 Palestinians across the occupied territories in June. According to the report, 70 of the detainees were minors. It also denounced the ongoing Israeli human rights violations, administrative detention, and use of torture. The French president has called for peace talks between Israelis and Palestinians. Emmanuel Macron also expressed his opposition to Tel Aviv's expansion of settlements in the occupied territories. Macron made the comments during a joint press conference with Israeli Premier Benjamin Netanyahu at the Elysee Palace. Thousands of people have rallied outside Poland's parliament to protest against judicial reforms. The protesters say a bill passed by the Senate on Saturday gives the country's ruling party power over the courts. The government, however, says the move is needed because the judiciary is corrupt. In Venezuela, a woman has been killed and four people wounded while waiting to vote in an unofficial opposition-organized referendum. The incident happened after gunmen on motorcycles swarmed a polling station. The vote aims to challenge the government's bid to rewrite the constitution.